Father God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you because you're a good God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Thank you. Thank you for your benefits. Number one, you forgive all our iniquities. Number two, you heal all our diseases. You redeem our life from destruction. You renew our youth like that of the eagles. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, this morning, speak to us as it is your manner. Cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. I'd like to especially welcome you to the month of May. And I'll just, again, want to thank you for engaging with us throughout the month of April concerning your healing and health. And I want to say something that just flows right from last month. One of the things you must know about life, you know, things to know about life. I'll tell you one. There are many things to know about life. All right, there are many things to know about life. But one of the things I found out about life, which is where I believe many Christians, where they fall, where they make mistakes, where they get into disappointment, is from this simple truth. Your convictions will be tested. What you claim to believe will be tried. You will pass through trials. Hear this and never forget. In this life, you will be tried. In this life, you will be tried. I will be tried. Look at scripture. James chapter 1. James is servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Let's read this from another translation. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. When you face trials of many kinds. When you fall into various trials. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Meaning life's first response to trials, which, by the way, are many and diverse. Life's first response is pure joy. The Bible says, respond with joy. Consider it as an opportunity for joy. Rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. That means there will be many opportunities, and some of those opportunities will come as trials. Every trial is an opportunity for pure joy. Hear this and never forget. What you claim to believe about your health will be tried. What is a student who attends classes who does not pass through tests? The proof that you were in class, the proof that you listened, is that test. The Bible says, count it pure joy. When? I'm concerned about the word when. It is not conditional. Trials and temptations are not conditional. Salvation did not excuse you from temptation. Temptation in this sense is not just temptation to sin. It is trials. You are going to face challenges. Your faith in God will be tried. You are either going through something now, or you are just coming out from something, or you are going to go through something shortly. I want you to have a very healthy mindset about trials. Trials do not mean you are a sinner. The Bible says, my brethren. That means brethren go through trials. Embrace it. It is just a test of your conviction. And it's an opportunity to say, well, I believe what I said yesterday. I said I am healed yesterday. Thank you for coming to test whether I was lying or telling the truth. But I am telling the truth. When you change your convictions under certain conditions, it means you don't really believe. Faith is believing same in different conditions. that your conviction never changes, even in the face of contradictory situations, then you are truly in faith. So understand this. Trials will come. All right? Now that you know that, what is my response in trials? Number one is joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Let May be for you a month of rejoicing, a month of pure joy. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God will let me the thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.